should be working. Good. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So this week we're going to look at elliptic curves. So the first software that we have is the addition of two points on an elliptic curve. So that's the general shape of an elliptic curve. Y squared is equal to x cubed plus bx plus c. We need to enter the parameters of the curve. I think the example in the lecture was 4x plus 4 modulo 5. First point we can say 1, 2, and 4. And then the software uses the formulas from the lecture to calculate that first the slope and then the coordinates of the sum of the points. So in this case, 1, 2 plus 4, 3 is equal to 4, 2. Next software. When you want to... So the next software is multiplication of points. It's when you multiply a point by an integer, not by another point. So again, for the parameters. For example, we can look at 2 times the point 3, 1. And in this case, we're going to find... So first, you have to write the binary form of the factor n, which in this case is 1, 0. And then for the first step, you do 2 times 0 plus the point that you want to add, because it's a 1 here. And when it's a 0, you only do 2 times the point that was before. So in this case, 5, 3.
This is 2 times O, not 0.
Oh, yeah.
O is the point at infinity.
So in this case you get 2 times 3, 1 is equal to 5, 3. So that's just to check your calculations of multiplication and additions of points. Because it's more complicated than it should be to add and multiply points. But so the next one is the elliptic curve version of the Elgamal cryptosystem. So we can take the curve 3x plus 45 modulo 8831. So the point, Bob has to first choose the point G. In this case I think it was 411. And his secret key is just the multiplication factor A. In this case it was 3. And when Alice wants to send a message, she has to choose another random number, K. And the coordinates of the point that she wants to send. So then... Bob, with his secret key and the point that he chose, can calculate his public key, which is so A times G, in this case 413,1808. And then when Alice wants to encipher her point, she chooses a random number, and first she calculates R, and then she calculates T, and then she sends those to Bob, and Bob deciphers with the formula and finds the number that she originally chose. Okay, and the last software that we needed to see today is the elliptic version of Diffie-Hellman protocol. So once again, we're going to use, I think, the example from the class. So we take, first we have to choose the elliptic curve, but then Alice and Bob are each going to have their secret multiplication factor, and they're going to choose a point G, and then they're going to each multiply G by the by their factor, and that's how they're going to exchange the secret number. So in this case we had Alice's number was 12, Bob's number was 23, and the coordinates was 3, 5. So first Alice calculates her factor NA times G, and on his part Bob calculates his number times G. Then Alice sends what she calculated, so this number, to Bob, and Bob does the same. He calculates his factor times the point and sends that to Alice. When Alice receives this, she multiplies it by her factor, so NA was 12, and she finds so this number. Then Bob takes the number that he received from Alice and multiplies it by his factor, and finds also the same endpoint. So that that's the secret key that they exchanged. So that's how Diffie-Hellman works in elliptic curves. So, yeah. So that's all the software we needed to see. So now we're gonna actually do the calculations ourselves.
Yeah, so now you are going to practice a bit. So the point is that you have to be able to compute these slopes to apply this addition formula, addition law. Regarding the polynomials, the GF of 2 to the power of n curves, we don't have software. One of our PhD students, he's writing this kind of things, but so maybe future generations will have that as well, but we don't. You will see we have one example with addition in GF2, so you will see that it's not that difficult to do by hand if the field is small.
So the first exercise that we have is going to be El Gamal in elliptic curves. So in this case, we have the elliptic curve y squared is equal to x cubed plus
x plus 13.
So that's our curve, Bob chooses the point G 49, and secret number A is equal to 5. And the rest is Alice's part, so we can see that later. The first question is to find Bob's public key. So Bob's public key is just going to be A times G, so 5 times 4.5, yeah. 5 times 4.5.
And now you should do that. Yeah, so we have to compute 5 times 4.9. Okay? So how do we do that? Convert 5 to binary. 5 is 101, and then make this table. So I'm going to show you, of course. So you start, and then... So the first row is always 2 times O plus the given point, which is the given point. Now, the next row, you see if the bit is 0. previous point. Which means this is the previous point times the plus the previous point, the same point. So you use the addition law for two equal points. You have to compute the slope first.
Considering the, so we want to sum two points that are equal, it's not the usual formula, it's the specific formula. It's going to be 3 times x1 squared plus b divided by 2y1.
But you have to remember that everything is modulo,
modulo
3181, which means that division is actually multiplication by the inverse element. So you have to do the extended Euclidean algebra.
So first we can just replace by the values of the points. We get 3 times four squared plus b, the number that is in front of the x squared, and this case is just 1, times 3 times 9 to the power of 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the task now is to invert 18. You have to compute 18 to the power minus 1 modulo 3181. That's what you have to do. So we have done that several times, so this should be known to you. So you have to run Euclidean algebra. 3181 18. So that's the first step. has his or her own practice regarding this. What I usually do is division. So I divide 21, 81 by 18, and that's 176, and the remainder is 13. And then we write that as what Claire has written. So 31, 81, that's 176 times 18 plus 13. And then the next step will be the divisor from the previous step divided by the remainder from the previous step. So 18 divided by 13, that's 1, and the remainder is 5. Which means 18 is 1 times 13 plus 5. Then 13 divided by 5, that's 2, remainder is 3. Which means 13 is 2 times, 2 times 5 plus 3. Then 5 is 5 divided by 3, that's 1, the remainder is 2, etc., etc. And then you go back. This procedure is very important because it's not just about elliptic curves, it's about all other algorithms. You will need that for this big block, for every amount, for I say, for everything. That's why you have to become familiar with that. And especially this backward part. You have to be very careful about which remainder you have to substitute. You have to go step by step. Otherwise, you get into a circle.
Should arrive to, when you do the extended Euclidean algorithm, to 1 is equal to 7 times 3,181 minus 1,237 times 18. So the inverse of 18
is going to be... You can take both sides modulo 3,181.
If you take both sides modulo... Wait. If you take both sides modulo 3181, you get 1 is equal to minus 1,237 times 18 modulo 3181.
If you write it in the parentheses, then you have to add that. And then we don't like minuses because it's very, very difficult to handle afterwards, so just add the modulus.
So by definition, minus 1,237 is the inverse of 18, and minus 1,237 is the equivalent of, I don't know that one.
Just add
3181.
Yeah. That's good.
So 18 minus 1 is equal to 1945 modulo
1944. And you can check that easily because these numbers are small. So you multiply 1944 times 18 modulo 3181. You should get 1. Just to check the result.
And then, yeah, we can just calculate.
Yeah, you can just for.
We can finish the calculation for the slope. And we get a slope z of 3007.
Mm-hmm. That's the slope, and then we can get x3 and y3. Coordinates of the function.
So then we have the formula for the x3, the coordinates. So x3 is equal to z squared minus x1 minus x2. In this one, in this instance, x1 and x2 is the same because we only have one point. So in this case, we have x3, which is equal to 3007 squared minus 2 times 4. And we're always modulo 3181. So we get x3, which is equal to 1,639. And then y3 is going to be equal to z times x1 minus x3 minus y1. So in this case, 3,007 times x1 is 4 minus x3, the one that we just calculated. 1,639 minus y1, which we found here, 9. And use a calculator again. And we get y3 is equal to 1,370. So that's our first addition. We get 2 times 0.9 is equal to 1,372.
So that's the second bit. And then the third bit will be 2 times that plus initial point, 0.9.
Okay, so now you have to calculate the 2 times this point plus the original point. Maybe you can try doing the 2 times... 2 times the point and then...
I suggest the following. We use software to double. And then we can add the points because it's now 2 different points. Now what is our curve?
1, 15, 2, 13, 31. So now
of course you will get this result at home. For homework? Because that's the same formula as this one.
Now you can calculate this one.
This is x1, y1, x2, y2. Negative number will not work. So
yes,
you had 9 minus 15, 17, and you got some negative number. Then the modulus will be this negative number plus 31, 81.
Yes, I have this.
Yes, and then plus 31, 81. Yes. That's correct. But what did you do?
I used the modulo here.
Oh, then Microsoft has become smarter. Because before it did not work.
That's the same number that you've written in the solution,
okay.
So I will trust it.
But beware of this. So the smartest way of doing this is any demo. Yes. Sorry. Y2 minus Y1. Y2 is 9.
Then
Y2 is 9 and Y1 is 15, 17. But you can do the other way around. You can say this one is the first and this one is the second. You can do that.
You'll find the same result in the
end.
You
will get the same result. If you don't like negative numbers. So how did you get the inverse of 2965?
I cheated.
Yeah. We used the
answer.
Do we have software for this? I think we have.
Now yeah.
We have the inverse. We can just check the result.
In the end, you should find the slope of 2,540.
You have to run the extent if you bring an algorithm. You get this 3090. It's better to invest some efforts today because if you notice that you don't understand something, you can ask better than afterwards to get stuck somewhere. This is not complicated, it's just error prone, so people make mistakes in these calculations.
After half an hour, we've managed to do a multiplication.
The public key of both. But for a computer, it's nothing. So it will compute that very, very easily. Check with software.
For what calculation?
This, you say three times 4 9. No, 5 times 4 9. So you use the same software and say 5 times.
At the end, I'm right, but
3181 is the modulo. So 3 is 1, C is 13, 3181, and then we say 4 9, and the multiplication of 5. Should get 3088114, which means that the result is correct and yours is not.
But it's common to make mistakes in all the calculations, so yeah, you just have to be careful. That's
so you should get this in the end. what you have to do. So practice a bit. Okay, we can have a break, and then after 10 minutes we continue. Thank you. all the formula sheet for the exam, so you can use the formula sheet that all these formulas you have. It's in learning materials directly. It's here, formula sheet for the exam. So we have many relevant formulas and algorithms, everything possible. So here are the additional laws for non-binary and for binary as well.
That's a good question.
Okay, we can now start again, just to turn on the recording. Yes. What happened?
Started calculating everything, I instead of putting 4 here, I put a 9. So saying all the calculations I did were also wrong. And then I had
but
to do it again. And
a good practice is when you compute the inverse this number.
Yeah.
You multiply this number by this number, modulo p, and then you should get 1. If you don't get 1, that's wrong.
Yeah, but the problem is when the mistake is before the calculation, if it's
sure
here, then...
I recommend it to do.
So yeah, in the end, whichever order of the points that you got, you should have 2,540.
Something like this. 1508 divided by 216. But it was minus.
No,
I did
the two versions.
Okay.
This one was
I wanted this one.
Yeah.
So 1673 divided by minus 216. So 216 invert 216 to the power of minus 1 modulo 3181 is what?
162.
162.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what I have here is minus 1673 times 162. What's that? Modulo 3181. Can you multiply this? 1673 times 162. But 1673 is minus, so it's all negative.
You do get to 2540. You get to the same result.
You get what? Here.
2540. 2540.
2540. 40. This. So this should be the same.
Yeah, it is.
Then no problem. You can do it.
I mean,
this one remains.
No. There is 16 times 73 on 12 because
nine minus
a mod of 15 degrees.
Yeah. Nine minus
15,
17.
That's negative.
That would be minus 15,
uh-huh.
08. I used them.
Uh-huh. So you can cancel the as if it were decimal number.
Okay. Whichever point you take doesn't change.
I was not 100% sure. Still, I would strongly recommend you to do it this way. Yeah. But no problem. If you get the correct result, I don't mind.
Just try to be very careful when you do these calculations.
Yeah, so you have to be very careful. So
very easy to get something
wrong. Checking the inverse would be wise.
Okay. So
yeah, so this first task is pretty extensive, so we have to compute the ciphertext that Ali sends to Bob, etc., etc. But more or less, the procedure is always the same. We have to do this. Let's do the second one is very similar. It's elliptic Diffie-Hellman, but it's still multiplication by of points by a constant. It's this procedure. But I would like you to do this third one. This is binary. So let's do number three, because the second one is more or less the same as the first one. So the procedure, arithmetic model of P, is always the same.
Yeah.
So you have the invert, and you have this minor representation of the constant multiplier, and the procedure is filling that table. But here is different. Remember, all these x's and y's and a's and c's, they are all polynomials. And they can be represented as coefficients in binary. So vector of coefficients in binary. So we have to sum these two points. 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 0, that's the first. No, P1 is 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 0. Uh-huh. And P2 is 0, 1, 0, 0, 1, 1, 1, 0. Of course, the polynomial is x to 4 plus x plus 1, the Conway polynomial, so-called Conway polynomial.
It can be useful, actually, to... Well, when you're in JF2, it's always useful to first calculate to generate the field.
Yeah, so you can do that because then multiplication is easy. In small fields, you can do that. So this is a small field. You generate the field modulo x to 4 plus x plus 1. So that's the first step. That is useful to do. Because we should have this alpha having x, you get all the elements over here. X plus 1 must be. X to 4 is x plus 1. And then the rest is easy. So we have done that before. So we did that in the class. We talked about three types of both sides. Can you please explain how did you get this one?
Oh.
Just to remind the students.
Yeah. So when we get alpha to the power of 6 is equal to 1100, that's equivalent to x cubed plus x squared. And when you get to alpha to the power of 7, you multiply everything by x. So it's going to be equal to x to the power of 4 plus x to the power of 6. Except we're always modulo f of x, which is x to the power of 4 plus x plus 1. So, yeah, modulo f of x. You can just add f of x to what you had before plus x4 plus x plus 1. And then the x4 just simplify, and you're left with x cubed plus x plus 1. So, and that's equivalent to 1011.
Yeah, that's one of the possibilities. Another possibility is when you multiply this and you get this, then x to 4, we have already computed. This is x plus 1. We'll just substitute.
Awesome.
So that's another thing.
We did that a few weeks ago.
So whenever you have the MSB of the previous element of the field equal to 1, you have to do that. Otherwise, you can shift. And you can shift because x is the generator. So multiplying by x, that's shift left. Otherwise, if x were not a generator, you couldn't do that. You would have to multiply by the generator all the time and reduce by modulo f of x. But if the polynomial is primitive, then x is always a generator.
If you don't remember, we had
a week of several exercises. Okay, now we
then
have the field. What next?
We want to multiply P1 plus P2. Considering this is an elliptic curve, the first thing that we're going to do is calculate the slope. The formula is a bit different on this one.
Yes, for GF2 it's different formula for slope because it's curvy here.
Well, considering P1 is different from P2, in this case it's going to be y2 plus y1 divided by x2 plus x2.
And plus is because we are in GF2, so plus and minus are the same.
So in this case, y2 is 8. Then we can just add, this one should be easier.
Yeah, it's x or bit by bit.
Yeah, the plus is an x. So we get 1100 divided by 0010. Then, so we want the inverse of 0010.
Now we get to the field.
Alpha 1. And if we want the inverse, we have to put to the power of 2 to the power of n minus 2, n being 4.
Or the result has to be 1, alpha to 0. So you want inverse of this one. So you have to multiply it by alpha to something, modulo 15. Okay? So then you get alpha to 1.
Yeah.
Alpha to 0, sorry. So it must be alpha to 14. Because alpha to 14 times alpha to 1, that's alpha to 14 plus 1, that's alpha to 15, and that's alpha to 0. And that's 1. By definition of the inverse, so the multiplication with the inverse must be 1.
That means that with this we can just, that's how we find the inverse of 0, 0, 1, 0.
You can do that easily if the field is small. Just list the field.
So we get 1, 1, 0, 0 times 0, 0, 1, 0. That one is 1, 0, 0, 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so we have a multiplication in this case. So we can write that out as x cubed plus x squared and do the multiplication modulo f of x. A simpler way to do that is to use again the generic.
And that's the smart way, because you find what power of alpha is this, the first one, and what power of alpha is the second one, and then the product is you have in the power, you have sum of power.
So
you find them easy.
1100 is alpha 6.
So it's alpha 2 6.
And so 1001, as we found it, is alpha 14. So this is equal to alpha 20.
But modulo 15.
Always modulo 15, so alpha 5.
And
then we find
5.
Easily that alpha 5 is 0, 1, 1, 0. So that's the value of the slope z.
So it's very easy to get all of that if you have the field.
If you don't have a field, you can also write out everything, but this is much, much faster. And then we can just calculate the coordinates of the Freud P3. I'm going to look at my formula. It's a slightly different formula, so b squared plus z plus x1 plus x2. In this case, z squared.
The last one is a.
So z squared is going to be this one squared. Except again, in order to calculate that faster, we know that z is equivalent to alpha 5. And if we want that squared, we're just going to have alpha 5 to the power of 5 times 2. Which is alpha 10, so we can just write this one, 0, 1, 1, 1, plus z, we have this here, plus x1, 0, 1, 1, 0, plus x2, 0, 1, 0, 0, plus a, 0, 1, 0, 0. We can notice that so x2 and a are the same value, so it cancels out. And z and x1 are also the same value, so it also cancels out. And we're just left with the value of z squared, which was 0, 1, 1, 1. So that's the value of x3. And then we can get the value of y3, which is also, again, slightly different. So it's z times x1. Plus x3 plus plus x3 plus x plus 1. So again, z we have it here, 0, 1, 1, 0, times x1 plus x3, x1 is 0, 1, 1, 0, plus x3 is also just calculated, 0, 1, 1, 1, plus x3 again, and plus y1, which is 0, 0, 1, 0. We can just XOR these two, and it gets sorry, these two, we have 0, 0, 0, 1, right? So the multiplication is only going to be equal to this, because this is just 1 times this. And the XOR of this one gives 0, 1, 0, 1. And in the end, when we sum this and this, we get 0, 0, 1, 1. That's all point three. So basically, you have the formulas. You should have the formulas in the lecture if you need. When you're looking for a multiplication or an inverse, you use the generated field, and otherwise it's just XOR on the value.
So the calculations are much easier than with modulo P.
It took
if
us.
If you use the field, if not, then you
this time problems. It took us less than half an hour to calculate an addition.
Yeah, so this should be no problem.
Yeah.
And then 2 times P1, it's P1 plus P1. So you have two equal points.
Yeah. So this one you can try to do yourselves.
Yeah, so
just gonna I'll leave the
slope will be
different. Field, and I'll put the formula here it should be.
Try that. If you cannot see the formulas, then you can refer to the slide, because you find them there as well. So these are, this is the addition law if P1 is equal to P2 in binary. So we are computing this, 2 times P1. So that's it, P1 plus P1. So try that by yourself. See, use the field. Then it should be easy. This is much easier than the identity model. It should be this small. Inverse of x1. addition would be easy anyway, but multiplication is easy, division is easy. Finding the inverse is easy. So this is a typical exam question. You can get this and you can solve it in half an hour. And this is what is usually done. So elliptic curves are usually implemented this way. We have two because of the computers. That's easy to implement. Arithmetic model of P is much more difficult. So try to do that by means of the field. Until you can. Then there are two possibilities. Usually what I do is using the trick. So this one is okay, this is 5 by 7. Okay, I think it's enough of mathematics for today. Next time the exercise will be easy. We are not going to exercise anything about hash functions. There is nothing to do there. But we are going to do digital signatures. That should be easy. So it's more or less the same as in cipherment, but you first decipher. So not a big deal. It's modular exponentiation and multiplicative inverse, the same as here. But I'll try to show you some software that you can use, like Sage. So there you can also play with the Galois fields, and they have some classes. It's not perfect, but it can be useful. Yeah.
And you can still use the other examples of additions and multiplications from these exercises.
Yeah, of course.
To practice for elliptic functions.
And what I gave you for homework, you do that also today in the class, because just practice. If you have practice, then it will not be a problem. Next week we actually finish with the course.